The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Randy Mack on vacation this week. He'll be back on Monday. Abe Gordon filling in for him. Good morning to you, Abe. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Bunk. We had the soccer league last night. My team versus Bassity.
Oh.
We were opposing netminders. He was in goal for his squad. I was in goal for my squad. Tacoma 2-1 win.
There you go.
Very, very happy with it.
You getting the inside info as to the injury status of the quarterback of the football
team
that he works for?
No.
People don't know who David Bassity is.
We talk about him enough.
Right, but if they don't, he's the – what is his official title? The president of communications?
I don't want to screw it up.
Public. Anyway, he's a big wig with communications for the Atlanta Falcons and a very nice man. And a good goalie, but not as good of one as Abe, obviously.
Not last night. He'll tell you.
Yeah.
He let in a stinker. He was mad.
Okay,
I didn't want to talk to him after the game too much because he was kind of ticked off.
On the heels of the stinker that the Falcons had on Sunday,
yeah.
They probably didn't feel great. Yeah. So we found out yesterday in the press conference from Raheem Morris, which we'll play some of you in about 20 minutes. He had some other answers that we'll get into regarding some of what happened against the 49ers. But he tells us some of the injury stuff going on with the team. Divine Diablo, fractured forearm. Will miss time, listed week to week. They said hopefully he'll be back at some point this year. That's not great.
No.
That's not – that's for a guy who's been a real bright spot. And I think one of the puzzle pieces that we've talked about early in the year that's allowed some of the other players on defense that have been here to maybe play in the position that they're best suited to and do what they do best – Caden Ellis probably most specifically,
mm-hmm.
To not be out there is that's going to be tough. I don't know exactly how they're going to handle that.
Well, he's so physically unique, and you just don't have anyone else like him on the roster. And I think we saw that relatively immediately on Sunday night. And when he went down, you saw a difference in what the defense was able to do. And now the next question, and I know we'll talk about it, and we probably won't get much more info on it, is J.D. Bertrand, we saw him attempt to play that role. Troy Anderson's next up. And will he get back? When will he get back? If he gets back, how close to what Divine Diablo could do can Troy Anderson be? And that I'm a little concerned that not very close.
Right.
And that's going to be a problem because it was a problem Sunday night.
Well, there's two.
And not every team's Christian McCaffrey either.
There's two closes when it comes to Troy Anderson. How close can he be to what the guy that you lost was doing, and
right.
How close is he to actually playing? And
I don't have an answer for either.
Right. I don't know. I know when he plays, he's pretty good, but he didn't play that much, and that's been the problem with him. So relying on that for anything, either one of those two questions is tough to ask and tough to count on. I don't know. That's a big one. That's a big one in the middle of the defense. And then obviously, the quarterback, Michael Penix, having a bone bruise in his foot. It's not an ankle injury, so... I don't know if that makes it more likely on the timeline, but they talked about how they're going to monitor it through the week. Obviously, We'll find out more on Wednesday, obviously, when they have to put the injury designation out there. But just applying the way that Raheem Morris talked about Penix yesterday to the way that he's talked about other guys that have been injured this season or in training camp, it sounded a lot like the way that he's talked about guys that end up missing time.
I told you yesterday I didn't think he was going to start. And the announcement of this official injury, the listing of day-to-day, and the we'll see how it progresses through the week sort of lean on this, it hasn't changed my mind. And the one thing I will say, and we all know where the conversation goes on the other side of this, it's the Dolphins, man. Like, if you need a kind of week off in season, this is as close as you're going to get without having the Jets on the schedule.
I think that has to be considered
at some point.
I know what you're saying, but also, you know,
there's no avoiding it.
The
other discussion.
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't.
I know you don't.
I don't care that much about the other discussion because I know who the starter is,
yes.
And I know when he's healthy, he's going to be the starter. If the backup comes in and plays well and you win games, great. Like, that's what you're
hoping. All right. How many weeks would this have to linger for that not to be the discussion?
I honestly don't know. Like, I think that if Penix just...
Because I'm sure Drew Bledsoe felt the exact same way.
Well...
And I know this, again, it's a totally different...
Neither one of these guys is Drew Bledsoe or Tom Brady, unfortunately.
In a one-year scenario, though...
I wish one of them was Drew Bledsoe. Well, that'd be fantastic. But I understand what you're saying on the extreme end of it.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
This is not that. And again, I think, you know, say if Michael Penix is to miss the game on Sunday against the Dolphins and Cousins plays well, great. Then you're 4-3.
Yeah.
And Penix comes back after that. If this lingers longer than that and you win a couple of games, then great. I don't think that there's any amount of wins in a row that could take place with the backup quarterback in there where when Penix was healthy, he wouldn't be the starter. Now, I'm not saying that if he came back and didn't play well, that there then wouldn't be a conversation. But I do think that
I think there is, like, now I don't think Penix is going to miss that much time. I think he's going to miss this week. Maybe he's back the week after. Maybe not. I don't think he's going to be out for 6 weeks. I think there's like a weird, like, if he were out for 6 weeks and you went like 5-1, that you're like, well, we can't go back right now.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
I don't think that's a realistic timeline.
Yeah.
I want to be clear on that.
Yeah, that's such a
I know.
That's not where we are. So
I just want to go 5-1, Bunk. I'm looking for anything.
5-1 would be great. And again, that's where I'm at with it is like if the backup quarterback is healthier and gives you a better – that's what I said yesterday. Whatever percentage Penix needs to be to play and give you a good opportunity to win, then he's going to play, and that's what you should
do. My concern's not even –
but if
the
backup quarterback being – because obviously Kirk is going to be 100% and played.
Yeah.
If him at 100% gives you a better chance to win than Penix at whatever percent he's going to be. I also understand there's people out there that think Kirk Cousins right now gives you a better chance to win than Michael Penix at 100%.
Right.
Because of the ups and downs of Penix. But that's why, for me, in the immediate, just sort of evaluating where we're at right now with the offense and the quarterback and the inconsistency and the frustrations of that in this season thus far, which aren't surprising when you talk about a quarterback who's played less than 10 games, I don't want a quarterback to miss a game. I don't want a guy who is so early in his development and has started so few games to miss any of them, especially in a game where you're playing against a team like Miami where he's going to be able to get a little more confidence, hopefully. I don't think he lacks for confidence, but I think going out there and playing a game like that, you know, theoretically you would be able to run the offense that you want to run against Miami. I'm also not trying to sit here and act like anything is a given with this football team, whether Penix plays or Cousins plays or whatever.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
But it's as close as it can be found in the league.
Maybe.
But there is no.
Right. It's not. There are none, and especially not with these guys. So I'm not sitting here talking about, oh, good, it's Miami.
I did say that you could quarterback them to a 10-point win.
Again, like the 49ers on Sunday night got right in a lot of ways that they have not all year. Because of the fact that the Falcons didn't stop them. Like, they have not run the football like that in a couple of years. They did on Sunday night. They haven't been able to defend the run or defend really anything the way that they did, especially without star players on the field. And they did on Sunday night. So, yeah, we are hopefully someday we can get there and be like, oh, good, this will be an easy one for the Falcons. I don't buy that there are easy ones at this point.
No, the inconsistent you talked about in regards to Atlanta, but also, like, when you look at Miami, there's that weird, are we fighting for our coach type of thing? It's kind of different than new coach energy, but it's kind of floating around there. Who knows? You know what would be the most upsetting situation? And I've never understood how this ever happens in football. That Cousins would start, but Penix is, like, available as backup.
Right. It's like, is he healthy or not?
Yeah. Like, there's a real-world situation where that's how they roster it up. Because Easton Stick is still on the practice squad, and you can activate him if need be. But I would be pretty upset if Penix is just, like, game day backup, but not starting. I've never understood why or how that happens.
I don't either. I don't get it either. It does happen
sometimes.
Could
force him into the game on the second play. And are we doing?
It's very odd. It's like, if he's not healthy, then make him the third guy, or just, take him out completely and don't even run the risk of having him on the field. If he is healthy, then let him start because he's a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
This is all on the heels of clearly something happening to Michael Penix in the fourth quarter against the 49ers. We talked about it yesterday. We didn't know exactly what it was. Raheem Morris talked about it yesterday and said it was a bone bruise and there's no timeline on it, but he's day-to-day and they're going to be monitoring it throughout the week, which then now leads to the conversation that they're having right now of, if he is to miss, how long is it? Again, this is for all the folks that in the summertime that wanted to hang on to Kirk, whether it was because you talked about
Penix's, how many teams get through an 18-week season without using
it's true. And to have a guy who's done it before and won a lot of games and has won games with this offense before, if that's the situation, I'm not naive enough to sit here and pretend like it wouldn't spark a million different debates, narratives, conversations, and whatever. I don't think they're all that worried about it over there. And what they need to be worried about is beating the Miami Dolphins. And if the backup quarterback, who may very well be the best backup quarterback in the NFL, which is, again, not like a great compliment that anybody wants, then put him out there and let him win. Like, they just need to win football games. And if that's what it takes on Sunday, then that's what they should do.
And to an extent, isn't this the best possible matchup to have Cousins in there? Because you can sit there and say, because
if he balls, he can
of course
like
he balled.
The
it's the Dolphins, and you can kind of write it off. If Penix had been in there, he would have done the same things because it's the Dolphins. It's almost, you wouldn't want to send Cousins on the road to face the Eagles or whoever you deem to be very good.
He beat him last year.
I know. But you get my point.
Yeah.
And then he goes nuts, and then you're like, well, Penix never would have done that.
But again, I have to believe that they don't care about that, shouldn't. That, like, for sports radio debates and social media and all that kind
of
stuff.
The fans will have it out.
Fine.
The fans will have it out.
Fine. That's fine. Like, and good, and you should.
I will enjoy seeing it.
And you'll participate in it, probably.
I probably will not.
Yeah, I don't know.
You
might jump in there.
I will be doing exactly what you're doing, which is like, why are we having this conversation? We already know the answer.
Good. The backup quarterback won a game. Nice. That's what he's supposed to do. Now, hopefully, the starting quarterback can get healthy and get back out there.
Yeah. I will say,
I don't live in a fantasy world. I know that that would not be the reaction. If Kirk Cousins plays on Sunday against the Dolphins, plays well, and they win, there will then be a lot of debates on social media. I just don't believe that there will be any debates in that building because they made the decision they made. He's the starter. If he's not,
there's only one path forward here.
Then they move back. Now, I do think that, in lieu of how difficult of a time they had last year determining when a quarterback was healthy enough to play and not, I hope they look at this one real close, and I hope everyone's real honest about how they feel. Because last year, that's where things started to slide sideways, when people started to be like, I'm good, and everyone was like, okay. You sure? Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. Nope. You don't look fine.
Anything in practice?
I
nothing?
I feel fine. All about those interceptions? That's, I don't know. Nothing to do with this.
Wind.
Yeah, don't, not. Wind. I'm good. Just keep letting me start. Okay, sounds good. Get on out there. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. We'll get into some more of what Raheem had to say yesterday in his press conference. The NBA season begins tonight for some. The Hawks begin their season tomorrow night. Mike Conte will join us at 11:40. Talk some Hawks with him. Obviously, some interesting Atlanta United stuff as they've moved on from their manager. We haven't talked to Conte since James Franklin got fired. So there's a lot of stuff to talk to Conte about. But we'll come back and tell you what's trending after this. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
It wasn't ankle. It was some form of a bone bruise that I'll get more information for you okay. As we get it. You know, obviously, he came in today, saw our guys, saw our doctors. There's definitely some limitations. I don't want to sit here and lie to you guys and act like I was really locked in to see what it was. I was seeing how fast he can get back and how well he would be. So I'll get all the stuff to you as we get to Wednesday.
Yeah, so that's Raheem Morris talking about Michael Penix. Injury. It is a bone bruise. It's not an ankle sprain or knee or anything like that. Because I mean, during the game, we didn't really know. Kind of got landed on, rolled up on, whatever, and then clearly was affected by it in the final minutes of the game. But I don't know. I mean, what's better? Is a bone bruise better than an ankle sprain? It's better than a break. It's not a
high ankle or low ankle.
It's not a fracture like Divine Diablo, who's going to be out week to week with a forearm fracture. I mean, bone bruise sounds pretty terrible, especially in the foot that you land on when you're throwing. I guess it would be worse if it was in your back foot where you're getting all your leverage off of, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a quarterback mechanics expert. What I do know about Michael Penix is that he's tougher than hell, and he'll try to play on Sunday. It's going to kind of be up to them to decide whether or not that gives the team the best chance to win, but he's going to try to be out there on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think part of the decision does have to come from the medical team. I think you're right. If it were up to him, he'd probably go. I mean, he stayed in the game the other night.
Yeah, it's not clearly affected. Broken.
So the concern for me would be, can it get worse? Can you exacerbate it? Could what is currently a bruise turn into, and I don't know if medically this is the flow chart, but a stress fracture or something that will take you out for 6 weeks, as opposed to if you're just off of it this week, then maybe you can go next. Like I think the medical team has to be real important in this week, especially because, as you pointed out, they maybe didn't play the role they needed to a year ago.
I also think, like, you know, I know what you're doing as far as like the neck bones connected to the arm bone and all that stuff. bone bruise in the foot is connected to not being as mobile. And if you're not able to escape some of these big dudes that the Dolphins are going to be trying to tackle you with, that can be, that can lead to it getting worse. That can exacerbate an injury. You know what I mean? So if he's not able to, first of all, if he's not able to perform at the level that it's going to take to win, then you don't need to be out there. But if he, if he can't perform at the level that, to protect himself as well, so I don't know. We'll find out more tomorrow. Kind of, we won't. They do. We know what this is. It's the kick the can down the road. Don't tell anybody anything all week, which they don't have to tell anybody. But we'll find out more on Wednesday.
When's the first time we hear game time decision?
Friday. They'll tell us that he's a game time decision on Friday. And then I'd be surprised if he doesn't play. But I know you're kind of on the other side of that.
Only from the medical aspect. I just think you need, if you need to protect him from himself, then do so. Because I agree with you. I think he would try and play, and I think he'd probably fare okay. I'm just concerned about whatever could be the next step of if it gets worse. Okay. I don't mean his performance. I mean the actual foot.
Yeah. Fair enough. And again, as we know more, we'll let you know, and we'll ask Arch about it tomorrow, and maybe we'll find out some injury designation as the week goes on, but hopefully he can play. Here's Raheem Morris also yesterday talking about the 10 men on the field play, and I need to hear this because I've read it, and when I read it, it didn't seem great. Maybe hearing it will make it sound better.
Yeah, I can tell you this, you know, if it had been a corner – or a deep dropper in 3rd and 15, I would have called timeout. Or if it had been 3rd and 1 and we had a D lineman missing, I would have called timeout. But when I said it didn't matter, it was like we should have stopped them. That's what didn't matter. With 8 on the grass.
So let me understand. That answer, and tell me if you heard that differently than I heard it. Because like my assumption in a situation like that, just as a fan viewing the game, is that whoever's supposed to notice that there's 11 guys on the field didn't notice. Because there had been 12 a couple plays before that. Obviously, that's a penalty.
What if that guy just can't count?
It's not a penalty. Well, sure, then that would be bad, too. Maybe he shouldn't have that job. But 10 isn't a penalty. You can play with less than 11.
All right, after hearing it.
That sounds like he noticed.
I think it was a hypothetical.
Okay.
It was a hypothetical.
Got it.
If it was one of these positions, it would have been more obvious. He definitely did not admit to like, yeah, we saw it.
Saw it, didn't call
it. We knew
out.
It happened.
Figured it would be okay.
But,
got it. Okay.
So I think I'm hoping, like I'm giving benefit of the doubt here for sure. It definitely a leash on this.
Because that sounded to me like he was like, yeah, I noticed, but it wasn't a position that was missing that mattered that much. So I thought we'd be able to stop them on 3rd and 13 with 10 guys.
I took it as a hypothetical. We should be able to stop them with 10 because it wasn't a corner, because it wasn't one of the guys defending a thrower or a receiver.
But he said if it was 3rd and 1, I would have called a timeout.
Yeah. I'm giving him a little bit of hypothetical here, but he didn't openly admit to actually noticing it.
What's worse? Let me ask you a hypothetical.
That.
What's worse? Noticing that there's 10 guys on the field on a 3rd down play in the 4th quarter and not calling a timeout, or having 10 guys on the field on a 3rd down play in the 4th quarter at all?
Noticing it.
Okay.
Because you already made the mistake.
Yeah.
You can take action to fix the mistake.
Okay. Yeah.
In that situation, you didn't take action. That's 2 mistakes.
Say this all the time, and I believe it. You can't make anything that goes wrong in a football game better by explaining it in a press conference or an interview or whatever. You can make it worse, and it happens sometimes.
Maybe you should just lie to the media sometimes.
I don't know.
Well, here's the other question, and I know
there
are
must-lie situations.
I know I didn't play football, but I also have not coached football. I feel like the first instinct upon noticing, if you in fact did notice, would be, we got to call timeout. I can't imagine the process in your head is, we should call timeout, but I'm going to let it play because it's 13 yards. And
it's only a defensive lineman, so
yeah.
Okay.
Feel like the immediate reaction would be call timeout. That's the other part. I can't believe he would openly.
My immediate reaction would be like, where's the 11th guy? Hey, get out there. Well, try to run him out there late. I think that's what I would do.
But legal sub.
Panic, yeah. And I probably wouldn't be a very good head coach. I have no doubt that I would be a terrible head coach. But I'd just say, if you can stay calm
in the moment, realize which guy's not out there, and make a decision based on that within the span of recognizing that you're down a man. That's a stretch. That's all.
I was going to say, self scout. Got to look inward. Going into next week, let's try to get 11 guys out there on every play.
But if not 12. Not only 12, only 11.
Not 12. Not
we
10.
Can stop at 11.
Just from the self scout, we got to try to. That it didn't seem to work good when there weren't 11. The defensive plays where there were 11 guys out there were better than the ones where there were 10 or 12.
Didn't someone make a big stop earlier this year with 10 men on the field?
I'm sure it happens sometimes.
Like in a key primetime game, I think it happened like early in the season. Maybe it was last year. I don't know.
My favorite one is when it's not 12 men, it's like 14.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody screwed this one up. Like it wasn't just an honest mistake. Like there was 14. And the Falcons didn't do that. So credit there.
Is there a play where you can like kind of like, all right, I understand why it happened?
Sometimes, yeah.
The running the field goal unit on. In like a quick kick situation, I'd be like, "All right, one of these linemen, like, a couple linemen didn't get off."
Like if a really good quarterback is able to draw a defensive lineman offside with a hard count or something like that in a tough moment, like I know you can't accept that as a mistake, but I kind of get it.
You mean like it's Felipe Franks?
Yeah, exactly. Like a great quarterback is able to do it. Aaron Rodgers was just so good at that for so long. He got so many free plays out of it. It was like, all right, well, that's clearly a skill that he has. I'm not excusing the mistake the defensive player makes, but I can see it be like, yeah, I can see why someone might jump on that. All right. We can skip what happened in the Monday Night Football games last night. We'll get back into those in about half an hour in an NFL no huddle. A couple games last night, a couple good ones. Let's hear Anse Saleh talking about Dyson Daniels, who got paid.
Yeah, like I said, I won't talk about any of the dynamics there, but we love Dyson. I think Dyson's going to be here for a long time. He's a big piece to what we're doing here.
I'll talk about the dynamics. 4-year, $100 million rookie contract extension for Dyson Daniels on the eve of the NBA season getting underway, which tends to be when contracts get done. Not a lot of contract extensions and stuff in the NBA in season. Not saying it doesn't happen, very rarely. Good for Dyson Daniels, man. Comes over here in one season, finally gets to play. He's all in, all defense, gets paid a ton. He's a huge part of this team, and you love to see it. You kind of see what they're doing, man. They're paying the young guys who can play defense, which I like.
Yeah, and I'm sure you saw some of the articles written up about this. It, by all accounts, a pretty good deal for the Hawks as well. I know there were a lot of people who thought 5 and 125 were on the table.
He probably could have waited another year, and if he had another year like he did last year, and the team played well, you're right. It probably could have been a bit more like that. But doesn't it seem like it'd be hard to say no to a 4-year, $100 million contract extension?
Bunk. Hard to say no to 4 and 10 million. If it were me,
yeah, you could.
You know what I mean?
You could start taking zeros out of there.
Yeah.
And I'd keep 100,000 yes for 4 years. 4 year, 100,000.
That one might be tough. That was
pretty much my first 92 on the game contract.
Nice. It's not really a living. I think that's minimum wage, but that's all right.
It wasn't 4 years.
I think you've put together a number of peoples here in the core. And yeah. I think you, to your point, you could see who you want to grow together, be here together. And then there's the one exclusion, the one caveat. Is it going to be with or without Trey long term?
And I guess we found out who's playing the Dodgers in the World Series last night. I don't know if anybody watched it or whatever.
How much time we got? We want to talk about it?
Nah, I guess I don't know. The Blue Jays won. I'm sure it was boring. It was an uninteresting baseball game.
You know what's not boring?
What?
Allie Mack at Kia of Ed Voyle's Kia in Chamblee. She's going to be there Saturday, noon to 2, getting you ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit of 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, someone else is going to take home tickets to an upcoming Falcons home game Saturday, noon to 2 at Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee with Allie Mack. And don't forget, I'm going to pop by.
Abe's going to pop in.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Or pop out. I think that's the cool way to say it now.
I'm going to roll through.
Pull up? I don't know.
I might pull up.
That's not.
Slow ride the whip.
Oh, my God.
By Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee.
Turn his microphone off. Mike Conte will join us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from getting into an NFL no-huddle. We haven't had a chance to talk about either of the Monday Night Football games from last night. We'll get there and all the other news from around the league. Back into a little bit of Raheem Morris audio as well. But Mike Conti joins the midday show on Tuesdays at this time. First hour of the show, as always, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Hearing Soldier Boy reminds me of one of the funniest Marv Albert moments. When he was doing games on TNT and they're doing a highlight package, and Marv Albert goes, "And now highlights for the first half to the music of Soulja Boy." Like, just hearing more about, I didn't do it very well.
No, you do a pretty good
It might
good
be
Marv
on
Albert.
YouTube or something like that.
I didn't know you did a Marv Albert impression.
Yeah, well, that's not a very good Marv Albert impression.
Every once in a while, Randy will just break out a random impression that he does. Like, he does an incredible Shaq impression.
Really?
Like, he doesn't...
I can see that.
It's great. It's really good. And there's a couple ones that he does that throws out there. It's like, oh, wow, who knew that was in there?
Do you remember the guy who used to work here? I'm not going to say his name over the air because I don't want to embarrass him. J.M. Mm-hmm. Okay. He used to think he did really good impressions, but really all it was it sounded like J.M. basically talking in... the cadence of whoever he was trying to impersonate.
I don't have any good impressions. I can do some accents. Mike Bell does a lot of really good impressions.
Yeah, he's very good. He's great. Very talented.
All right, there's a lot to get to here, Mike. We were just talking in the break about the Falcons through six games at 3-3. Obviously, the most recent one is the one that people are going to be most reactive to, and the Sunday night performance against the 49ers wasn't particularly good. But if you're zooming out and looking at 3-3, how are you feeling?
I'll take it. You know, maybe my expectations weren't high enough coming into this season, but I think we talked about this the last time I was on with you guys. If you were to tell me the Falcons would be 3-3 through six, and you were to give me that in July, I'd be fine with it because I was not expecting them to beat Buffalo. I was not expecting them to beat Washington. I was not expecting them to beat Minnesota, and they beat all three. Frankly, in July, I wasn't expecting them to beat San Francisco either.
Right.
San Francisco's situation has changed a little bit, so... you know, you got to kind of zoom out, I think, and evaluate just where you are right now and what you need to do from this point forward. You've got 11 games left. You've got to win at least seven. I think there are five or six clearly winnable games.
The next one included.
Now, if you don't win one of the winnable games, particularly this weekend, now we're having a completely different discussion. Now, seats are going to get hot because then you go New England, Colts in Germany. Those are two very, very tough games. And then things could really, really spiral. You have no excuse to not beat the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Or maybe you do have an excuse, because I don't like the phrase bone bruise when it comes to my starting quarterback.
No.
So that's something that's going to be monitored. But look, I think a lot of what happened Sunday night is correctable. Having 12 men on the field, 10 men on the field in a critical sequence, correctable. Penix not knowing time and down and distance and all that to run out the half and give up 3 points, correctable. Your decision to not have Bijan on the field in a 4th-and-1, even if you're going to use him on a decoy on that driver you're trying to take the lead, correctable. You didn't get run out of the building by San Francisco. That was a competitive game. A couple mistakes get fixed. Could be a different outcome. Could be talking about a 4-and-2 team. So that's glass half full. But you have no excuse now. Like, there is a lot of pressure on this game Sunday.
Definitely.
If you lose to the Miami Dolphins to go to 3-and-4 with your road games coming up in New England and Germany, you're in big trouble. So season's not over, but you'd be in big trouble. So there's a lot of pressure on this game, and I don't want to see the fan base take the Miami Dolphins for granted in the same way that maybe that Carolina road game was taken for granted, because as it turns out now, Carolina was a lot better than we thought they were.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you talk about what's correctable. Because I think part of the issue that a lot of people are having is they don't trust that this is the coaching staff to correct some of these issues. There have been trends and things that happened last year that are now starting to creep back in this year. I was real frustrated yesterday at some of the comments from the coaching staff. And I'm just getting tired about hearing a loss and say we got outcoached. And we're going to look at everything, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And it just feels like sometimes it's not. And so I guess the question I would have, and I don't even know if it's a question or a statement, am I supposed to have confidence in this coaching staff when I worry that 12 men, 10 men, no Bijan on the field is just bound to happen again?
Because defensively, it's the same coaching staff that shut down Josh Allen. Defensively, it's the same coaching staff that, aside from one big play in the run game, shut down the Washington Commanders, granted with Mariota and not Jaden Daniels, but still. Because it's the same coaching staff that found its way to scheme into coming into last Sunday the number 2 total yards offense of the league. Scoring offense, completely different story. But they're moving the ball, okay? You got to move the ball to be able to be in position to score. I think one thing that maybe is not correctable that does concern me is you're making decisions about going forward or kicking field goals that feel to me like you don't have a lot of confidence in the kicker you have right now. If you're passing up 53-yard field goals in certain situations because you don't have confidence in your kicker, you need to find a new kicker. You know, we saw 2 60-plus-yard field goals made in the NFL just this past Sunday. 53-yard field goals are routine now. So that is one thing that concerns me. But no, Abe, I think your question is fair. It's totally fair. I lean on the fact that we have seen just as much good from this coaching staff as bad.
Yeah, and I do think that when we start parsing it out, I think a lot of the good, when we dig in, has been defensively. Like,
yes.
what they've done.
They're still number 2 total defense in the league.
And to me, that's the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
Is I kind of expected the offense to be a little bit further along, and maybe you shouldn't have because it's a young quarterback, but expected the offense to be able to do a little bit more consistent and the defense to be a bit more up and down. And I think the defense consistent, although again, going back to it, like, you got a quarterback making his 9th start. I guess they were bound to be inconsistent.
Maybe. I also think, too, like, first Wilkinson looked like a vulnerability.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
You kind of had a feeling maybe that would happen at some point. It did. Penix, I don't think had a poor game, but didn't have a great game as far as decision-making is concerned. You could not run the football against the 49ers. So, you know, these are things that are somewhat matchup-dependent. I'm not really, like, pushing the panic button yet.
No.
If they lose to the Miami Dolphins, I'm slamming the panic button because then they're in real trouble.
Yeah, I agree.
And it kind of brings me to a duo question. Arthur Blank made a change with Atlanta United, and it was only 1 year for Ronnie Dyla. And we can get to the United aspect of this in a moment. Arthur Blank, and we had this discussion the other day, Arthur Blank is a guy that's been relatively patient in terms of making change. And I do wonder if how quickly the change came for United is maybe something to think about in terms of what happens the rest of this year with the Falcons if they ultimately miss the playoffs.
I think the Arthur Smith analog is probably more where I'm looking with what they're going to do with the Falcons than Ronnie Dyla. And Arthur Smith got 2 years, right? Three. Or am I miscounting? Three. Well, there you go. Look, Ronnie Dyla got fired because the team was not improving. Okay, if you're evaluating Raheem Morris, if you're evaluating that coaching staff, the thought at the end of this season will be, did the team show improvement? Is it moving in the right direction? Do you have faith that in a third year, Raheem can get him over the top or whatever? Atlanta United was not improving. They only won one game after Memorial Day. I think Ronnie Dyla, I think the intent was all along they were going to try to give him another year. But if you look at their final five matches, they were full, except for the one game in L.A. where they still lost 1-0. They were terrible. They only scored two goals in their final five matches. There was no way you could defend retaining Ronnie Dyla when you looked at how the team did not improve. The performances, for the most part, got worse. And that's not all Ronnie Dyla's fault. I think his players let him down severely. And there's going to be extensive changes to his roster as a result. But you could not construct an argument to retain Ronnie Dyla based on the fact that there was no tangible improvement. It's unfortunate because you're a victim of the roster that you have. But I think you're in a different discussion, Abe, when you talk about comparing the Ronnie Dyla situation to Raheem Morris.
I do too, but I also think, and I don't know how much they take this into account, and hopefully not that much, but maybe they do. Like, sometimes it's just hard to sell your supporters or fan base, however you want to put it, on that. It's like, look, there's nothing inspiring about this. No. We have to make a change. I don't know. Hopefully, and I think that they will. I think the Falcons over the course of the next 11 games can do enough inspiring things to not have to sell anybody on anything,
right,
where it's an obvious decision. But yeah, I hope 3 months from now we're not talking about that. What does Atlanta United do at manager?
Well, you know, you've heard Tata Martino's name linked to this opening. I'm sure there's probably a little bit of a thought going on right now about that. Tata Martino worked with Chris Henderson, Atlanta United sporting director, when Chris Henderson was with Miami. Oh, yeah. Here's, I think, the big decision that needs to be made. The last two permanent head coaches you've hired, Ronnie Dyla and Gonzalo Pineda, came from MLS backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Do you want to try that again? Do you want to try to someone? And there is a lot of names out there and a lot of good coaches with MLS experience who are available right now. Do you want to try to do that again? Or do you want to look outside the league and go back to the type of hire you made with Tata Martino the first time, or Frank DeBoer, or Gabriel Heinze? I don't know if there's really a right or wrong answer. But I think if you're looking inside the league, you're going to hear Tata's name. Peter Vermees, who had a long run of success at Kansas City, he would be someone who's available. I don't know if they would talk to him or not, but he'd be available. Giovanni Savarese, who was really good with Portland, coached Portland in the MLS Cup against Atlanta in 2018. He's available. Caleb Porter's available. You have a lot of names in that MLS circle that are available. I just don't know if that's their philosophy or if they want to go outside the league.
I know we only got a minute left, but Hawks opening tomorrow night. They ink Dyson Daniels, another young member of this core, going to be here for a little while.
Team-friendly deal, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, from what's reported. Difficult start to the season for the Hawks. I mean, they jump right into this. Three games and four nights. Toronto, look, don't take Toronto for granted. Not a lot of people are talking about the Raptors, but I think Brendan Ingram, Scotty Barnes, that's a team that can hurt you. Then you're going to Orlando, one of the favorite teams of the East. And then on the second half of a back-to-back, you play the world champs. Mm-hmm. And then you go on the road for a week. So
West Coast, right?
Not West Coast, I think Indiana,
okay.
Brooklyn, yeah, and yeah. I forget the third one.
Cleveland.
Well, I mean, who could also? They were the number one seed last year. So we're going to Chicago. Come
Chicago
on,
Chicago to start it, right?
Come on, Abe. I don't remember. I'm just trying to get through tomorrow.
Chicago, Brooklyn,
Indiana, and Cleveland.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Good. Thank you. We're going to find out what the Hawks are made of really, really soon based on that schedule. I don't know what to take out of the preseason. Nothing tangible.
They are good at defense. I think that's – I know they didn't do that a lot.
You take that out of the preseason?
Yeah, that's what I saw in the preseason. Let me ask you this because I know we have like 0 seconds left, but just to say a name. Who do you want to be the next coach at Penn State?
Nick Saban.
Well, I think that's out of the question. Do you want me to be totally honest?
Yeah.
Urban Meyer.
All right.
I don't think they'll get him.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You got to make that call, though.
God, that'd be great. All right. Thank you, Mike.
You got it.
We appreciate it. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.